of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 9 p.m. for the very best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Brian McDonald. It's time for Scald's Hall. Tonight, we've got some really cool stuff. Actually, for the next couple of months, we've got some really cool stuff. Do you know what I found? I found an entire audio drama that is in the public domain for Isaac Asimov's Foundation Trilogy. Yeah. So we're going to be taking a listen to that. But tonight, we're going to have something even more special in its own way. Tonight, we have a one-off shot of a novella, probably written by C.S. Lewis himself, entitled The Dark Tower, The Sting of the Dark Tower. And it's going to run us a little bit long, so we're going to get started right away here on that at Scald's Hall at CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver.
Double-crossing dames, two-bit heels, cold-blooded killers. That's right, the feverish, fatalistic world of film noir returns to the Cinematheque for another angst-filled August. This year's season features 12 hard-boiled classics, including The Blue Dahlia, Laura, Pick Up on Sault Street, and DOA. Don't miss the opening night on Friday, August 7th, with live music, a special introduction, and screenings of favorites, This Gun for Hire and Gilda. All ages welcome, 1131 Howe Street. For more info, visit thecinematheque.ca.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
The Sting of the Dark Tower by Peter Grunbaum, inspired by a story that was probably written by C.S. Lewis.
When the writer C.S. Lewis died, his family began to burn all of the writing he left behind. Fortunately, several boxes were rescued, and in them was an unfinished novel about a dystopian society in a parallel universe. Because he never finished the story, no one would ever know what happened in the strange world he described. No one would know until now.
The sort of time travel you read about in books, time travel of the body, is absolutely impossible.
I myself have traveled into the future.
We've seen this many times. The first man is doing some kind of ritual.
We need to switch them back before this one grows a stinger.
What we can see in these images frightens
me. I shudder to think about it.
Oh, great. They gave you a key.
Well, I wouldn't have had to use it if you had answered the doorbell or picked up the phone or read my texts or responded to my knocking. So, I'm Eleanor.
I know.
And you're Juniper, right? I just want to be sure I'm in the right house.
The key worked, didn't it?
I like your couch. May I sit down? I know this is awkward.
You know, most 15-year-olds don't need a nanny.
You're not like most 15-year-olds, are you? So I hear you like C.S. Lewis.
I'm reading everything he wrote, if that's what you mean.
That's one of the things that excited me most about this job. The Narnia books were my favorite when I was little.
You know what I can't stand? When people think they know C.S. Lewis when all they've read are his children's books.
I've also read the Space Trilogy and the Screwtape Letters. Does that satisfy you, June?
My name is Juniper.
Well, and I've also read... Hold on, it's in my bag somewhere. This.
What's that?
The Dark Tower and Other Stories by C.S. Lewis. It was published after his death. Hardly anyone has heard of it.
Let me see it.
No.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, if you want something, you should ask nicely for it.
Didn't my parents explain this to you? I don't do nice.
They did explain it, but I want to make up my own mind on the subject.
Fine. May I please have a look at it?
No.
What is it you want me to say?
There's nothing I want you to say. I just have an idea. I think I should read it to you.
What am I, 5 years old?
You know, before there was television, people read stories to each other. They listened while posing for paintings or working in a factory or just for fun in the evenings. It's what C.S. Lewis would have experienced at your age.
Fine. Go ahead, read.
Turn off the music, please. Thank you. But before I start, there's something you should know.
If you're gonna read, read.
All right, then. The Dark Tower by C.S. Lewis. Of course, said Orpheus, the sort of time travel you read about in books, time travel of the body, is absolutely impossible.
Time travel of the body? As opposed to what? Time travel of the soul?
If I'm going to do this, I insist on no interruptions. Is that understood?
Just read, okay?
Of course, said Orpheus.
The sort of time travel you read about in books, time travel of the body, is absolutely impossible.
You haven't changed a bit, Orpheus. I'm so delighted to finally get an invitation to your Cambridge lab. Well then, enlighten me. Is there another kind of time travel that does not involve the body?
I'll explain in a moment, my dear Lewis. But consider, if I sent you 100 years into the future, what would happen to the material that existed where you appeared? Even if there were just air in that space, those molecules of air would be distributed in the space between your own molecules and kill you instantly.
I see your point, Professor.
You cannot send a man through time any more than you can instantly send him through space. It's simply impossible.
No, I must correct you on that point. I myself have traveled into the future.
Oh, in your imagination, perhaps?
Not at all, Orpheus. I mean it quite literally. I regularly travel into the future at a remarkable speed of 60 minutes per hour.
Ah, 60 minutes per hour. That's very good.
Scudamore, I didn't see you come in.
I heard you had a guest, so I was just rounding up some tea.
Scudamore, let me introduce you to Professor C.S. Lewis. Lewis, this is my assistant, Michael Scudamore.
An honor to meet you, sir.
Scudamore's come all the way from Columbia University in New York, Lewis. And listen to this. He knows the entire periodic table of the elements by heart.
Impressive.
And yet, he can't seem to remember that I take sugar with my tea.
It's right there, sir.
It is?
Right there by the cream.
This?
No, that's the cream. It's right next to it.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Now, Orpheus, what's this about another form of time travel?
Yes, of course. As I was saying, you cannot instantaneously transport something through space or time. But even though you can't move something instantly through space, you can use a device to make it instantly appear closer than it actually is.
You mean a telescope?
Precisely. Now, do you recall the paper I published on the substance used in human memory?
Yes, you sent me a reprint. It had a very long name, starting with zinc, I recall.
That's right, Professor Lewis. Around here we call it Substance Z.
I discovered that Substance Z could be synthesized into crystals about the size of a shilling. In this form, it is translucent. Yet, if you run an electric current through it, it becomes quite transparent, except that light that passes through it becomes modified.
Modified? How?
Scudamore polished one of the crystals into a lens so that the light formed an image. It was an image of a room, but not the room we were in.
You're beginning to lose me, Orpheus. What does this have to do with time travel?
The brain uses Substance Z to see what's happened in the past. We've used it to build what I call a chronoscope. It does to time what a telescope does to space.
That's quite a claim, Orpheus. May I see this chronoscope?
But of course. It's right on that table over there. Scudamore, will you do the honors?
Certainly, sir. Let me show you how it works. There's a light bulb here
which sends light through the lens made from substance Z here. Alternating current runs through the lens from here to here. The image from the lens is projected onto that screen on the wall, and this fan keeps everything cool so the lens won't overheat and shatter.
You can see into the past with this.
Perhaps the past, or perhaps the future.
The future? Don't be absurd. Next, you'll be telling me you've seen who wins the boat race tomorrow.
Cambridge will leave Oxford in the dust. But I don't need a chronoscope to tell me that.
I guess I walked into that.
Yes, only an Oxford man could.
But seriously, Orfeo, you know this is impossible. What happens if I see myself in a blue tie tomorrow, and then I choose to wear a red one instead?
We can't use it to see tomorrow. I suspect we are looking at several thousand years into the future, or possibly the past. There's no way to know.
Will you turn it on for me? Is there a problem?
I'm afraid the shape of my lens is not that precise. The images are quite blurry. The astronomy department is making a better one. It was supposed to be ready in time for your visit, but it won't be ready until tomorrow.
Turn it on, gentlemen.
Dr. Orfeu?
Yes, turn it on, Scudamore. Otherwise, he will think we are charlatans.
So, we start with the fan. Add electricity through the lens, and finally add the light.
All greater society, I offer myself to you. Let me be worthy to serve you. Let me be... No, wait, that's not it. Let me play my small part.
Camilla?
Michael! Is it really you?
Wait. Stay back. The closer you get, the more I want to sting you.
Oh, Michael. What have they done to you?
Is there a cushion in this room?
There's a pillow behind you.
Maybe if I stung it instead. One more time. There. I feel like an idiot. But it seems to have worked. Come here. Let me hold you.
Oh, Michael. I didn't think I'd ever see you again.
Camilla, you're not from here, are you?
Of course not. I'm from New York, like you.
I don't know whether to be overjoyed at seeing you or worried sick that you're here and not home safe. How did you get here?
Same as you. One of the Overlord's raiding armies captured me and brought me to England.
What?
It happened about 6 months after they captured you.
Well, now I'm confused. Who is it?
Your humble servant.
I should go.
No, stay. I need you. Come in. Orphew.
Yes, my lord.
Never mind. What are you here for?
I have news, but for your ears only.
She can stay.
My lord, you know what happened to the last lord who was caught with a woman in this room.
I'll take that chance.
Very well. A small group of savages mounted another attack. We beat them back, but they almost made it to the tower.
Where are they now?
They melted back into the city like they always do.
I see. Anything else I should know?
No, my lord.
Tell me, Orphew, is there a device here that can do to time what a telescope does to space?
You mean a chronoscope, my lord?
A chronoscope, exactly.
There is the Overlord's chronoscope, of course. And then there is the old, broken one in this room. Is there another one you know of?
No. Never mind, Orphew, you may go.
Yes, my lord.
That's Orphew, but not Orphew. Which means you're Camilla, but not Camilla.
What do you mean?
Listen, Camilla, I'm not the man you once knew. There are things I should know, but I don't.
I understand. They've done things to you.
Well, yes and no. I need to go out and try to learn what I can. You should be safest here, I think.
Don't be away long.
I won't. Camilla, do you know who these savages are that Orphew was talking about?
He must mean the people who fight against the authority of the tower. I've heard there are groups of them who live in the city.
Interesting. I guess that makes me a savage, too.
Scudamore! Show yourself, Scudamore! Damn it, Orphew's gone home, and I shall too pretty soon.
Up here.
Good lord! What are you doing up there? Don't you know these Cambridge rooftops are hundreds of years old?
Here at home in high places.
Get down this instant. You'll kill yourself. We just want to talk to you.
I'm sure you do.
We can help you. You know nothing about this place. Where will you sleep? What will you eat? I have food right here. If you come down and we go to Orphew's flat, we can eat it while it's still hot.
What shall I call you?
Your counterpart called me Professor Lewis.
Professor Lewis? You're very persuasive. I'm on my way down.
Oh, Michael, where have you been? I've been so frightened.
I'm sorry, Camilla. I found an enormous library. It took quite a while to track down what I was looking for. But listen, I have some answers.
About what?
About where I'm from. I always thought there were just four dimensions, three in space, one in time. But it turns out there is a fifth. It's more like time than space, so they call it other time.
I'm not following you.
This world and my world are separated by a very small distance in other time. And yet we can't see or hear or touch each other. We can't tell the other exists.
Your world?
Still, the two worlds must influence each other. They have the same language, the same people, the same landscape, sometimes even the same buildings.
You're not making sense, Michael.
Camilla, I know this is very hard to believe, but my mind is from another time, very different from this one. We need a plan to get you free of this tower and to get me home. Tonight, let's...
Why'd you stop? Keep reading.
That's all there is.
What?
C.S. Lewis abandoned the novel at this point and never came back to it. This was published after his death.
Why didn't you tell me?
I tried, but you didn't want to hear it.
It's about five. You should go.
But we haven't talked about...
What?
Tomorrow. When we're supposed to start.
There's nothing to talk about.
I need to be sure that this is what you want to do and not something your parents want you to do.
It's something that I want to do.
And I want to know why.
That's not your job. Your job is to give the injections and monitor me to make sure I have no bad reactions.
I can do my job better if I have some sense of who you are.
And do I get to know who you are? Do I get to find out why you left a residency program and now you're a nanny? It's a big fall from doctor to nanny.
How did you know about that?
It's all in public records if you look hard enough.
Well, that's none of your business.
My point exactly. Goodbye, Eleanor.
I see. I'll just let myself out.
You're 5 minutes late, Eleanor.
Good afternoon, Juniper. Traffic was bad.
Whatever. Come in. Listen, I did some reading on the internet about the Dark Tower last night. And it turns out that after his death, C.S. Lewis's family created a bonfire and started burning all the writing he left behind.
May I sit down?
Yeah, sit down. Anyway, this guy who used to be his secretary managed to save the last set of boxes, and in there he found the Dark Tower story handwritten on lined paper ending in mid-sentence.
I know. It's in the book's introduction.
Well, I'll bet you didn't know this. There's a famous C.S. Lewis scholar who thinks it's a forgery. And some people did a computational analysis of the words in the story and compared them to the Space Trilogy, and they didn't match.
Really? I did not know that. But if C.S. Lewis didn't write it, then who did? Was it fan fiction?
Well, I think the scholar was wrong. I think he wrote it. It's both creepy and judgmental.
You know what else it says in the book's introduction? The publisher speculates that Camilla, you know, the awful modern fiancé, had her mind switched with her other time version when she was a girl.
Wait, he thinks the modern fiancé is from other time?
Exactly. Which means the version of Camilla that Scudamore meets in other time is actually the real one. And Scudamore would get to marry her in the end. Did you notice how nice she was?
Ugh, the other time Camilla is a total helpless wimp. Give C.S. Lewis more credit than that.
No, not many people would consider C.S. Lewis a feminist.
But this novel could have changed him. Writing this could have made him realize that sometimes what you need more than anything is a modern woman.
Ah, to be 15 and idealistic again. And what exactly would this modern Camilla do?
I don't know, but I do know this. They would have forgotten to pick her up at the train station that night, and she would have been pissed.
So she, what? Gets a taxi and finds them?
Yeah, at Orpheus' place.
What kind of food do you think C.S. Lewis would have picked up? Let's see. It would be 1940s England. Lewis is a bachelor.
Fish and chips.
Of course.
Oh, wait. I'll tell you what happens next. It's so tasty, it blows away the mind of the other time Scudamore. But C.S. Lewis...
Extraordinary. In this time, you wrap your food up in pages from an enormous book.
It's called newspaper.
Careful, it's very hot.
This is delicious. Never had such fine fish in all my life.
Let me ask you something, Scudamore. Are you the person who we saw in the chronoscope, full beard and stinger on your forehead?
Correct. I must have switched minds with your version of me.
Lewis, don't confuse him. He's had a nasty shock. He's disoriented.
That is also correct, Orphew. I am disoriented. But you can hardly blame me. You live in an amazing time, and it'll take a while to get used to all of your wonders.
Are we your past or your future?
Neither. We call it other time.
Lewis, we need to get this man to a doctor. Playing along with his delusions is not helping him.
I've never felt better in all my life.
Scudamore, can you prove you're from, what did you call it, other time?
Fix your chronoscope, and you can see your own, Scudamore. He'll be quite recognizable by the way he acts.
But if you're from this other time, how would you know about our chronoscope and that it was broken?
Because I caught a glimpse of it before I left your laboratory. It looks just like one of ours, except for the electrical parts on yours were smoking.
I can see that proof is going to be tricky. Why don't you tell us more about where you come from? Why do you sting people?
It makes them happy.
Really? Because what I noticed is that you sneak up on your victims from behind.
I didn't say they wanted to be stung. Look, when we capture savages and bring them to the tower, they have no desire to be part of the greater society. If we compel them to play their part, they become unhappy and they try to hurt themselves and others. But some of us become lords and are blessed with growing a stinger. And that stinger brings happiness. Once they're happy, they don't mind being part of the greater society.
And just what is this greater society?
You don't know. Ah, that explains...
Orphea, are you in there?
Oh, no, it's Camilla. We completely forgot that she was arriving tonight.
Orphea!
One moment! Camilla, so good to see you again.
Have you seen Michael?
Perhaps we can discuss this out in the hallway.
He's here, isn't he? Ah, there he is. Michael, what the hell?
Language, miss.
Did you just forget about me? I waited an hour at the train station, then I took a cab to your place and then here, and I find you eating fish and chips and licking your fingers.
Excuse me, do I know you?
What?
Oh, wait, you're that girl. The one right before...
Orphew, perhaps you could take Camilla out to someplace nice, get her something to eat, and explain what's happening.
I think you would be better suited to the task, Lewis.
I haven't even met the girl.
Camilla Benbridge, this is Clive Staples Lewis. He's a well-known writer.
I know who C.S. Lewis is. Now, can I speak to my fiancé, please?
You mean I'm engaged to this person?
Okay, what's wrong here?
Orphew will explain. Go with him.
I can take you to the faculty club. They have excellent food there. You'll probably enjoy the prison.
That was delicious. Good thing there's more.
But that's Orphew's.
You heard him. He's taking the girl for dinner. He's not eating it.
Very well. Take it.
Don't mind if I do. This is going to be harder than I thought.
I don't see how we can do it.
Don't give up. I'll get you out of here somehow.
You saw them. Even in the middle of the night, there were 30 guards to stop anyone from leaving.
Yes, I know. There's got to be a way. I think the key is the chronoscope.
The what?
The device that lets you see into other time. Orphew said there was a broken one in here. We just have to find it.
Could it be under that sheet in the corner?
Let's take a look. Yes! It's very similar to ours, but the transformer's a mess.
Can you fix it?
I'll see what I can do.
We're back.
All right, Michael. Let's have a look at you.
Feast your eyes.
You know, the obvious explanation is that you struck your head, and now your mind is out of whack. In fact, I can see a bright red bump on your forehead. It's going to become a hell of a bruise. But I can just tell. I don't know how, but I can just tell. It's not you.
Well, Lewis, you now have an ally in your insanity. I hope you're... Lewis, what's wrong? You're as white as a sheet.
The electric shock knocked Scudamore backwards. He fell and hit the back of his head.
You're quite right, Professor Lewis. I only hit the back of my head. And now I've got a red bump growing on my forehead. What could it possibly be?
We need to switch them back as soon as possible before this one grows a stinger. The first step is to rebuild the chronoscope. Can you do that, Dr. Orphew?
My eyesight is not good enough. I need Scudamore to do the work.
Well, don't look at me. Your Scudamore was an engineer. I'm a lord. I know nothing about how to fix that machine.
That leaves you, Lewis.
Me? I'm an academic. I've never been any good with my hands.
That explains why you're still a bachelor. Very well, I...
Wait, Juniper. There's no way C.S. Lewis would have written that.
Eleanor, I'm telling you, writing this book opened up his mind.
To innuendo?
Will you be quiet so I can go on?
Okay, go on.
Very well. I'll be your eyes and hands, Dr. Orphew.
What, you, Camilla?
I've taken apart auto engines and put them back together. It can't be that much harder. Oh, but I'm exhausted now. Can I get Michael's key and collapse on his bed, and we can work on it in the morning?
Of course. Scudamore can stay here.
I'd better stay as well.
Just be careful, okay? Is it fixed?
I think so. It's a little hard to tell. They don't have electricity running through the walls like we do. Whatever battery powered it isn't here.
So what will you do?
Venture out and try to find one. Do you want to come with me or stay here?
I'm scared to go.
Stay here, then. But now that I think of it, let me unfasten something and bring it with me.
What is that?
It's the lens made of Substance Z. I suspect that our chronoscope was always looking toward it. If I take it with me, maybe my friends can see me as I move around the tower. It'll make me feel a little less alone.
Be careful, Michael.
I will, Camilla. I promise. It is fascinating watching you work on the chronoscope.
Is it?
Yes, it's rather like watching a screwdriver being used like a hammer.
You're just trying to get me riled up so I won't fix this thing.
Frankly, I don't care if you fix it or not. I might find it amusing to watch your fiancé fumble around in the tower, but it won't change anything.
Don't you want to go home?
No. I like it here. Besides, there's work to be done.
What work?
For the greater society.
Which is?
I find it amusing that the greater society lives here, but no one's aware of it. Look at it this way. Each of the cells in our body is so complex, it could be its own organism. But all the cells work together to serve a higher organism, the human being. Similarly, all human beings work together to serve a higher organism. Which is the greater society, a being whose intelligence is as far above ours as our intelligence is above that of a single-celled organism.
I see. And let me guess. Certain human beings are meant to do different things. Women have different roles than men, for example.
Exactly. Just like liver cells have different roles than muscle cells.
And you, of course, must be one of the greater society's brain cells.
Well, yes, actually.
Now, Miss Benbridge, how do we fare?
I've wound the new coil, but I can't get it to fit.
No, let me check. Ah, you need to thread the wire through here first. Then it will fit snugly.
You can tell that just by touch?
I designed this in my head. I know it by heart.
Good morning, everyone.
Lewis, where on earth have you been? You said you'd be here an hour ago.
I was on my way, but then I had to borrow these. Do you have a table long enough to spread them out?
That one's empty. What are they, blueprints?
Yes, but not just any blueprints. Blueprints of the Dark Tower.
What?
When I first saw the tower, I knew it looked familiar. It's simply out of context. This morning it hit me. It's the Cambridge Library Tower.
You've lost your mind, Lewis.
What do you say, Scudamore?
That's it, all right. My chamber would be about there. But this information is useless to you.
This proves, does it not, that what we saw through the chronoscope is the future. The tower must have survived, even if everything around it did not.
As I explained earlier, it's neither past nor future. It's other time. Same people, language, and buildings can be in both. Although, obviously, they're not exactly the same. Even this building has some differences. It's missing the council room up there, and there's a dumbwaiter here for bringing up food, and connections to the tunnels down here.
Tunnels?
There are a few tunnels under the city of Cambridge, but they don't connect up to the library.
Well, in my time, they do.
So, is the chronoscope working?
Close. I just need that fuse.
I have it here. Just attach it between the power line and the coil. Do you know how to use a crimper?
You showed me earlier, remember?
Very good. Let's fire it up. Draw the curtains, will you, Lewis?
Of course.
It does look like the library tower.
Increase the frequency slowly. That'll move us closer. Closer, closer. A little more should take us through the wall. There.
This is not the same room.
It's the council room.
I can't quite make it out.
There's a group of about a dozen men with stingers. They're standing in a semicircle. There's a number of guards on the other side of the room. And in the middle, there's a...
Me. Apparently Lord Scudamore is on trial.
On trial by whom?
Council of Lords. Perhaps the Overlord will weigh in.
Which one is the Overlord?
Oh, we never see. We just hear his voice piped in. Oh, and look. Someone new is being dragged in.
That's me, isn't it?
Yes.
If we could only hear what they were saying.
The lens. Have you noticed that it vibrates?
What? Camilla, what are you doing?
It's the lens. Every time someone speaks, it vibrates. I think it picks up sound as well as light.
Camilla, touching the lens is how Scudamore had his accident. Get your hands out of there.
All right, but listen. If the lens is picking up sound, all we need to do is to amplify it to hear what's going on.
Yes, but the amplification device could take weeks to build.
Why would you build it? There are devices like that in half the houses in England. They're called phonographs. Just dismantle one and put the tuning arm so that the needle rests on the lens.
You can't just use a record player to listen to another time and place. Can you, Orpheus?
Let me feel the vibrations.
Give me your hand.
Careful.
There. Do you feel it?
You're correct, Miss Bembridge. If you mounted the tuning arm rigidly, a phonograph needle should be able to amplify the sound so we can hear it.
I believe you owe me an apology, Professor Lewis.
I apologize, Miss Bembridge. I'm not accustomed to the fair sex knowing about these things.
Women know more about vibration and machines than you can possibly imagine, Professor Lewis.
They do, if you say so.
Oh, come on, Juniper.
What?
I don't care how enlightened C.S. Lewis became, he would never write about that.
You know why you like C.S. Lewis so much, Eleanor? You and he are both humongous prudes.
I am not.
Yes, you are. You can't even say the word vibrator. Is that why you had to quit being a doctor? Prudishness?
That's not funny, Juniper.
What did they do? ask you to deliver a baby, or worse, have you examine a male patient? Oh, no, 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 wait, I have it. They wanted you to prescribe birth control to an unmarried woman.
I killed someone, okay?
You killed someone?
She was so cool, Juniper. She wasn't afraid of death at all. But she hadn't done the paperwork right, so when the procedure went badly, they had to keep her alive, even though there was nothing left of her. It wasn't what she wanted.
So you pulled the plug?
Yes. Of course, they track everything these days. It was easy to trace it to me. The hospital was willing to cover it up if I agreed to leave medicine. So I left.
Huh? So tell me, would C.S. Lewis have approved what you did with that woman?
Many devout Christians would say no, that life is a sacred gift no matter what. But I think he would have. I think, like me, he believed that we have a limited time on Earth for a reason, and God would not want us to suffer unnecessarily.
So can I go on now?
Yes. Go on.
They do, if you say so.
What's happening now?
Looks like they're reading the verdict. I can't imagine it's good.
All eyes are on the council. No one's paying any attention to me. If I could just create some kind of a diversion, I might be able to get Michael out of there.
I think you're expecting too much of the girl.
But there are torches on the back wall and curtains of the windows. It wouldn't be hard to start a fire and fill the room with smoke.
I'm afraid she looks far too terrified to do anything like that.
Orpheus said that current went through the lens and then through his body.
On me?
It's just a thumbscrew holding the wire to the lens.
Camilla, no! Lewis, pull her back from the machine!
No! Stay back! Stay...
Steady now, Camilla. I've got you.
Where am I?
Well, if you're who I think you are, that requires a bit of an explanation.
What is this place? Where am I?
You're in other time, my dear. First thing we should do is get you some fish and chips. They're delicious. You'll never want to go back.
Camilla, wait! Slow down!
We don't have much time. We have to get to the bottom of the tower before they notice you're missing.
Did you set that fire?
Of course! Who else?
But tell me, are you my Camilla?
I think by now you'd realize that I'm no one's Camilla but my own.
Just hold on! Stop! Just 1 second, stop! Look, I have something important to ask you.
Yes? What?
Mets or Yankees?
Mets, of course.
Camilla, what the hell are you thinking coming here? When you were in Cambridge, at least one of us was safe.
Come on, let's go. You can thank me later for saving your life.
So now you've got a chronoscope with a burnt-out electrical system again, huh?
No. I had Camilla put a fuse in this time. I'm just waiting for Lewis to return with a new fuse to replace it.
Clever.
The best news is that it looks like we may have a way to get you home. We seem to have a reproducible way of swapping minds between our time and yours.
I see. And when do you expect to have that working?
As soon as we have the fuse. Oh, there he is.
This is it, right?
Well done, Lewis. Now, use the wire cutters and cut out the old fuse.
Who, me?
There's no one else to do it, Clive.
Ah, yes, I see. Well, show me where to cut.
Here. And here. Now slide the wire into one of these and use this tool to crimp it.
Like this?
Yes. Same procedure here. Very good, Lewis. Who knew that a professor of literature could actually do something useful?
Yes, well, Orpheus.
What is it?
Scudamore and Camilla from other time. They're gone.
We can't leave the tower by the entrance, you know. It's heavily guarded.
We're not going to the entrance. We're going to the basement. It's connected to tunnels under Cambridge.
How do you know that?
The other version of you told me. Okay, slow down. I think we're near the bottom. There are two guards by that door. I bet that's it.
I'll go and talk to them.
No! Look, hide behind these crates. I'll get rid of them. You two! All guards needed upstairs. The council room is on fire. Not a word from you. If the council dies in the blaze, I can assure you who will be blamed. Now get moving!
Beautiful, Michael. I didn't know you had it in you.
Neither did I. Come on.
That's terrible, Lewis.
Look. I never claimed to be good at carpentry.
Lord have mercy. Even with my eyesight, I can tell that's not straight.
I'll ask you not to take the Lord's name in vain.
Sorry, old boy. It's just that we've been at this for 2 hours. Scudamore could have put this together in 10 minutes.
Well, we don't have Scudamore. We don't have either version, in fact. We should be out there looking for him, not in here playing with tinker toys.
We spent all afternoon looking for them. The other time, Scudamore does not want to be found.
Yes, and it's pretty clear why not. Once his stinger has grown out, he plans to build his greater society here.
All the more reason to get the chronoscope working with sound. We need as much information as we can. Try it once more. Much better. Now, screw this in while I hold the phonograph arm steady. Well done. Let's try it. Is that Scudamore?
Yes.
Where is he?
Hard to tell, but I think he's outside.
Oh, thank God. He got out. And Camilla?
I don't see her.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not. I fear... No, wait. Here she comes.
Darling, I was so worried.
I can hear them.
It works. By God, it works.
It took me a while to find some fighters. Everyone's so suspicious.
But you convinced them?
Yes. They're gathering a group to go into the tunnel.
Who are these fighters, and what tunnel is she talking about?
I don't know, but I would hope that there are people fighting to bring down the tower's overlord. As for the tunnel, they must mean the ones under Cambridge.
We have to hurry. They're going in now. Here, put this on.
What is it?
It's a headband. A lot of the fighters wear them. It'll cover your sticker. If we leave now, we should be able to follow them back into the tower.
Let's go.
I don't understand. What's happening?
I believe that Camilla showed the fighters that they could invade the tower through the tunnel. Now she and Scudamore are following them back inside.
Why, for God's sakes?
They must believe that there's something there that can bring them back home.
Do you have a plan once we get inside?
The Overlord has a working chronoscope. We just need to find out where he is.
Well, that's obvious, isn't it? It's got to be on the top floor.
What do you say that?
It's got to be over the Overlord.
This looks like the top.
It's just a plain door. Could that really be the Overlord's?
One way to find out. On three, I'll turn the knob and you kick in the door.
Got it.
One, two, three.
Come in, you two. What on earth took you so long?
Professor Lewis?
Professor Lewis with a gun pointed at us.
Just the fact that you recognize the object in my hand speaks volumes.
You're the Overlord, then?
Of course. Apparently, in your time, I am merely a professor.
A really famous professor, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you wrote a very popular series of children's books.
I must be very proud. Come inside. Sit down. There's something you need to tell me.
What do you want to know?
How did you switch minds to come here from other time?
I have a feeling you won't be using that knowledge to send us home.
More likely you'll want to send more of your people over to create the greater society in our time.
Create the greater society? Listen, I have a much more sophisticated chronoscope than you have. I've observed your time in detail, and I've learned a great deal. How to make guns, for instance. One thing I can tell you with total certainty is that the greater society is alive and well in your time.
You're wrong. It's not like here at all.
Not yet. But consider this. The greater society works by assigning people roles so that each human can contribute to the higher organism. Here's a simple checklist to see if the greater society exists. Are men and women expected to have different roles in your time?
Yes, of course.
Check. How about people with light skin and people with dark skin? Different roles expected? Check. Families with lots of wealth and families with little wealth? Check. The greater society is controlling your lives whether you know it or not. But it all goes so much smoother if you consciously serve it.
Just how many guns do you have?
Enough to easily turn the tide on this war against the savages. The chemicals needed for gunpowder have been the trickiest part. We expect a shipment any day now. But let's get back to the question at hand. How did you switch your minds?
Let me ask you something, Overlord. Do you know about the bubonic plague?
What does that have to do with anything?
The disease was carried by fleas, which were riding on rats. Three species were involved. Extremely sophisticated behavior for a single-celled organism. Killed about half of Europe at the time.
What is she doing?
She stood up and she's coming closer to the Overlord. I think she's trying to distract him to get the gun away from him.
Smallpox wiped out all of the great civilizations that were living in the Americas before the Europeans came. And the most dangerous animal in our time is what? The mosquito. Because it carries the disease malaria. Plague, smallpox, malaria. Organisms with no brains doing sophisticated things, bringing us high and mighty humans to our knees.
Is there a point to all of this?
The greater society exhibits sophisticated behavior and exerts tremendous power over humans. But does it think? You say you serve a higher intelligence. I say you're fooling yourself. What you serve is a disease.
I'll shoot you where you stand.
Just try it.
Yes, she's trying to get the gun.
Dear God!
It's okay, Orphew. It discharged into the floor. She has the gun now.
Double chamber. Looks like there's one more shot in this thing. Stay right there, Overlord. Michael, shut down the stairwell and see if you can get them to come up.
Get who to come up?
So, the Overlord doesn't see everything after all. You're in for a surprise.
We have the Overlord. Top floor. Come quickly.
You let them in.
Camilla, I see the chronoscope. It's in the back room.
Let's go. The fighters will take care of him.
Lock the door.
We have to act fast. The fighters won't know we're on their side if they find us.
I'm turning it on. This looks nothing like our chronoscope. There's no lens, only an array of mirrors.
We need to think of something fast.
I am thinking. Of course! I have the lens from the other chronoscope. I've been carrying it with me.
There's another chronoscope? Will the lens fit this one?
It doesn't have to. We just need the current running through it. Put one hand on that metal table to ground yourself, and hold my hand with the other. I'll touch the lens to the high-voltage wire.
They're breaking in! What are you waiting for?
I have something to ask you.
What?
Camilla, will you marry me?
Didn't I ask you that already? Yes, of course. Now touch the goddamn lens to the goddamn wire and get us out of here.
All right. Hold tight. This is gonna hurt.
About your power. There they are!
Radio. Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh. Is
Isn't there anything? 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 Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that's all for us at Scalds Hall. Coming up in a moment, we're going to be having Canada Post Rock with John, so enjoy your weekend.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.